You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
So my name is Terry Eleftheriou, and I'm one of the members of the congregation in the London Hampstead Congregation of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay, and well, thanks for talking to me, Terry. We're here in your Kingdom Hall here on Pratt Mews, in the middle of Camden Town. So, what are the core beliefs of the Jehovah's Witnesses?
So we have many beliefs, all based on the Bible, but one of two of the key ones, we believe that the name of God is Jehovah, and that's the and he is the creator of the earth. But the very first thing he created was his son Jesus, but as a spirit form, the very first angel, you could say, spirit creature. We believe that the Bible is inspired of God, so it's, although written by man, it's not man's thoughts, but God's thoughts. And those men got the ideas through either visions, through angels speaking to them, or even some of them through dreams. We also believe that Jesus is God's son in the sense that 2,000 years ago he was sent to the earth to give his life as a perfect human sacrifice to basically buy back what Adam lost. We believe that God's kingdom is a real government in heaven, and the head of that government is Jesus, and he has 144,000 that will rule with him, and we believe that kingdom will very soon clean up this earth, not destroy the earth, but clean it up and restore the paradise conditions, and will rule over everyone. So it's not the end of time. We will still live on the earth, but it will be the end of evil and suffering, and as I mentioned, many, many will be resurrected, brought back to life on the basis of the Jesus ransom sacrifice. So those are just some of the core things
that you believe. And I did read one last one I'd like to ask you about is I read that you don't believe in any hell.
Hell. Well, that's interesting you say that. The word hell comes from Sheol and Hades, they're Greek and Hebrew words, and it basically means grave. So some translators started to put hell, and some church leaders started to teach that hell was a fiery place where you'd be tormented. Well, that's not what the Bible teaches. In fact, even some in the past that even burned their children way back thousands of years, one of the prophets said it was something that never came up into God's heart. So he would not agree with that at all.
How do members of your congregation practice their faith in everyday life?
Well, we try to be honest in what we do. We try to apply the principles that we learn. So whatever job we're in, whether it's at school or working somewhere or just within the community, we try to be good to one another. We try and respect people. We obviously go around preaching to try and teach people, but we respect those that don't want us to call if they ask us to.
So the door-to-door preaching and the leafleting on the outside tube stations and these sort of things?
Yeah, we use a number of different methods to preach. So we might have a cart with some magazines on and just stand patiently on a corner. But our core way is house to house.
I know that as well as those, you do have some well-known beliefs that would affect life, daily life, like being pacifists, like the refusing blood transfusions and like not celebrating birthdays and Christmases. I mean, all those are correct as well.
Yeah, interesting you asked that question. Again, it is a Bible command to abstain from blood. In my own case, I had unfortunately had cancer three times. So 1999, when I was 32, came back in 93, that was the first time. 1999 was a relapse, and a second relapse in 2001. In those years when I had quite a number of chemotherapy treatments, there were times when blood counts, like red cells, were down to 6.5. Other cells were very low. Neutrophils were zero. Platelets were 19. Very, very critical low counts, in some opinion. They wanted to give me blood at one point, but as Jehovah's Witnesses, we don't have blood. So we look for alternatives. We're not saying we don't want to live. We want to live. but we look for any alternatives. And in my case, instead of red cell blood transfusion, I had a very small injection called erythropoietin, EPO for short, and for the white cells, another one is GCSF. And it's designed to just get the bone marrow to enhance the production of those cells. And in my case, it worked very well.
Oh, and you're feeling well now?
Yes, I've got a lot of damage done, which I have to live with and sort of pace myself. But I like to keep busy, and yes, so far, so good.
Oh, I'm very pleased to hear that. Wow, that's amazing. Thank you. So on your services, in a service in this Kingdom Hall, what happens?
No matter where you go in the world, you'll probably find most of the services are absolutely the same, especially midweek. We have a format that we follow. We have a workbook for the month. We have a specific Bible, chapters to read.
So who produces the workbook?
Our writing department or one of the teaching committees in head office will obviously look at all this in advance.
In America or in London? Or
all around the world, different head offices will contribute to the head office that's in America. And they will formulate what program we will listen to, look at the needs of the globe, what do we need. And from that, we'll systematically go through the Bible. It could take us about 3 years to cover the Bible because we just do a few chapters each week and delve into it. We sort of call it digging for spiritual gems.
So this congregation, the congregations here, how are they? Do they have a leader?
Nope. The Bible says that even Jesus mentioned in Matthew that he is our leader. So we don't have any human leader. We do have overseers, and that again is scriptural. In the book of Timothy, you've got the qualifications listed. Certain qualifications have to be met to be able to shepherd the flock. It mentions here husband and one wife, moderate in habits, to be hospitable, qualified to teach, reasonable. These are just some things.
So you're reading that. That's out of the Bible.
First Timothy chapter 3, just picking out a few verses there. So, yes, we don't have leaders, but we have men who are qualified to try and encourage and upbuild and assist those that have needs.
You say men, so can women be leaders?
As I said, there's no leader but Jesus. So women are all qualified to teach in the preaching work, but when it comes to platform teaching, it's only men, according to the scriptures too.
So women can't be the platform leaders. Is there any other way that you treat the sexes differently, or that you different roles are given to people?
No, we respect women very highly, and many of them could be sometimes better teachers than some men, but they do take a very big lead in the preaching work, in the Bible study work. They can conduct studies and teach people about the truth that we learn, and they perform many other tasks that assist us. So we highly respect women.
Do you, looking at the wider community of Camden, do you see as any kind of issue that we face as a wider community? Would you wish everyone is would convert? Do you see that as a problem? Or,
well, I don't think the majority will convert, because Jesus said few will listen. But we would love to be able to teach, even if we had the opportunity to show them what we believe and why we believe it. We can't convert people. Individuals need to convert themselves. But your question was, how do we view the wider community? We feel that they have the same issues that we do. We live in a city. It's got its own challenges. And we all have to face those challenges in different ways.
Thank you very much. That's it. The only other question is there a piece of music? I don't know if music plays a part in your ceremonies or in the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes, it does.
So is there a particular song that I could close this with? A favourite of yours, maybe?
You caught me on the hop there, because I love so many of them. One I like is something like Victory Belongs to Jehovah.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.